This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, May 23rd, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. A new report details how many states are lagging behind meeting those No Child Left Behind mandates. The strategy, according to Cato's Neil McCluskey, promised to achieve results years down the road and just hope that NCLB goes away.
23 states, in order to sort of comply with the No Child Left Behind Act, has taken their what's basically a 10-year plan to get all your kids to proficiency. Actually, it's a 12-year plan, but they've taken that 12 years and they said, we're going to make the vast majority of our gains to full proficiency in the second half of that 12-year time span. So essentially what they've done is they've gambled. They've said, we're never going to reach proficiency by 2014 for every student. And if we push this far enough back, there's a very good chance No Child Left Behind won't be with us anymore, and we won't have to worry about it.
So it's something akin to blowing off all semester and deciding a couple hours before the test you're going to just blast through all the material and get an A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically, well, if they don't cancel the exam, which is what we're really hoping for, we'll just cram a lot at the end. And then we're going to hope there's going to be a real big curve at the end as well.
How have states done that? I saw it that Oregon had said, well, we've given ourselves a lot of leeway up front, and what that will give us time to implement a new online state-of-the-art testing program, and that's really going to pay some dividends down the road. I assume the stories are similar in other states.
First thing you have to do is decide, well, is what the state school bureaucracy or the federal bureaucracy or my district bureaucracy, is what they're telling me really the truth? So it's easy to say, well, what we're doing is we're backloading all the requirements when we'll really have to achieve things because we're setting things up perfectly with our tests and everything. So it's not that we're not trying to comply with the law. It's we're trying to comply with the law in the best way possible. You have to decide, is that really true? And my suspicion is there are some states that are probably, they're really trying to get it right. And there are many others who are gambling and saying exactly what we said before, which is that we hope No Child Left Behind isn't actually with us anymore when it's time to really try and get everyone to proficiency. And one of the major reasons for this is that people on all sides of No Child Left Behind actually agree on this. Some won't say it publicly, but they don't believe it's even possible to get all kids to proficiency by 2014, which makes a lot of sense. If proficiency means something, it's something that's very hard to reach, and many kids won't be proficient because all kids are different, good at different things, things like that. So they're going to tell you one thing, but it seems likely that many of them have put this off to avoid No Child Left Behind sanctions, just as they've done with lying to parents or deceiving parents about their school choice options, their supplemental service options, how complicated or how challenging the tests are. No Child Left Behind has been one big deception, and I think this is just another part of that.
So if when you have a federal definition of complying with this law's terms and states are doing anything to get the absolute bare minimum, then that gives them essentially a pass to take around the state and say, hey, we're in compliance here. It really allows the federal government's credibility to carry down to the state when they go out to actually talk to parents.
Yeah, it's all letter of the law versus spirit of the law. So the spirit of the law is you're going to try your hardest to get every kid to proficiency. That's your ultimate goal. The letter of the law says you can do that over this 12-year period of getting every child to proficiency. And if you do that, you're great. Well, the states, you know, in large part being realistic, said, well, if they're going to let us do that, we just promise to make very small amounts of improvement in the beginning, and then we're going to make a ton at the end. Again, hoping really that No Child Left Behind goes away. And maybe you're fine-tuning your instruments, but generally it seems to be that you're hoping to go away. But you can continue to say, the federal government, the states, the school districts, everybody who runs the system, we're doing everything we can to meet the goals of No Child Left Behind and help every child in our state, district, or country achieve the maximum that they can and to truly be proficient. You can say it, but it looks like you're not really trying to reach that.
It's hard to blame a state for doing that.
Yeah. I mean, this is just another symptom of the overall disease that is No Child Left Behind, which is that it tells the public, The federal government tells the public, we're going to make the schools that have not been serving you well bring every kid to proficiency and do what they're supposed to do. It says that, but all the incentives in the law are for the states to cheat. They get to define proficiency. They get to write the tests. They get to decide when we're actually going to bring everyone to proficiency. And of course, their incentives are to make it as easy as possible on themselves while complying with the letter of the law. No Child Left Behind is one big perverse incentive, and this is just another symptom of it. They're going to put off all the real hard work till the end in the hopes that No Child Left Behind will go away. And, you know, depending on the outcome of the election, there's a pretty good chance that'll happen.
Neil McCluskey is Associate Director of the Center for Educational Freedom at the Cato Institute and author of the book Feds in the Classroom. You can get your copy at cato.org.